Hey gang, this is Brad at Pharma. Just coming in to share a couple of ideas based on a conversation that I was just able to listen into while John Mack was running his most recent Blog Talk radio session. And a couple of thoughts occurred to me, and I'm going to address one of them now and then hopefully a couple others as we move forward here. So the first one that I wanted to address actually had to do with the way in which pharma deals with proprietary information. Because one of the questions that was brought up was, is pharma really going to let some of their information go general? You know, does pharma ever use Creative Commons 3? And my point that I'd like to make here is actually if you do a quick search for Novartis or if you do a quick search for Together in MS, you'll see that in that case, the Flickr photos that they have available are actually Creative Commons 3. So you have to attribute them. You're not allowed to use them for commercial purposes, and you're not allowed to make any derivatives of them. But you are allowed to use the materials. And I think that's the important thing when you go through is looking at what data that you have that may already be out in the public domain and how much of it can you actually release. So I guess the question that I would want to ask of any pharma company that says, oh, we could never put anything up on Wikipedia or any other source is really, honestly, how important is your information? Obviously, your true physician research information, you'll keep that behind a portal. But those things that you want to disseminate out to the public, well, why isn't it Creative Commons 3? Why aren't you actively sharing it through other crowdsourcing methodologies? Why aren't you using the Creative Commons licensing rather than the much more restrictive copyright materials? So that's really that first thought that I wanted to throw out there having to do with, you know, taking a look at what material you have and finding out how you can distribute it to people who are within the social media space in ways that they can understand and work with it that are still compliant within the traditional legal background. So such as Creative Commons rather than, again, that more restrictive copyright. So guys, thank you for your time and for listening, and I will talk to you all very soon.